Cambridge police are still waiting for the results of a mental health evaluation of 21-year-old Salorm Oheen. The Harvard student was forcefully arrested on Friday night after walking naked on Massachusetts Avenue near Cambridge Common. Oheen was tackled and repeatedly punched by an officer. The arrest was captured on video, and bystanders can be heard in that video shouting, "Don't hurt him." Cambridge Police Public Information Officer Jeremy Warnick told Radio Boston that all department supervisors and one-third of officers have gone through crisis prevention training. That training is provided in coordination with the Massachusetts chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI. Ron Honberg, a senior policy advisor at NAMI's national office, says such training usually involves de-escalation techniques, such as approaching people using a calm and reassuring tone and not surrounding them. Officers are also taught to convince people they're trying to help and not come across as authority figures. But Honberg could not comment on the specifics of the Cambridge case. Now, we invited several members of the Cambridge Police Department and NAMI to join us today. They all declined. But earlier this week, Cambridge Police Commissioner Branville Bard said that officers at the scene followed guidelines called a force continuum.
As the officers move up that force continuum, I think, you know, that video shows the officers standing around engaging them verbally for a long period of time. At some point, the officers realized, made the determination that that was less than successful and decided to take them to the ground.
Oheen himself has not yet commented. Two Harvard Law School professors are representing him, and they said in a statement that Oheen is, quote, currently recovering from injuries sustained during his encounter with the Cambridge Police Department. We do not intend to litigate these matters in the media. But the forceful tackling and arrest of a naked, unarmed black man has generated intense public scrutiny and debate. The Harvard Black Law Students Association calls the incident a brutal instance of police violence. And joining us now from the association is Emmanuel Powell. Emmanuel, thanks for coming and talking to us.
Thank you for making time for us to be here.
So first of all, in a statement, the Harvard Black Law Student Association refers to this confrontation, as I mentioned, as a brutal instance of police violence. I'm just wondering, after hearing what Commissioner Bard had to say earlier this week, and the additional reporting we now have of the crisis prevention training that one-third of Cambridge police officers have gone through, although we should note that we weren't able to determine whether the officers responding right that night have gone through that training. Okay. I'm just wondering if the association still sort of stands by that language.
I think we do, but I would primarily focus that our orientation is around making sure the student, that he is getting the best care that provided, the best legal support, and his academic needs are met. As it pertains to this instance, I think for us, this speaks to a moment where we think the police should not be involved. Regardless of whether or not they've been provided this training, this is one of many moments that we as students, and you know, particularly as black students, mm-hmm. Note where there are alternatives that should have been employed in this context, specifically from our university, which, as we understand it, was the institution that provided the connection to Cambridge Police Department.
Right. So, I mean, we have done some reporting on that, and we've been told by that because Oheen was on Mass Ave and not technically on Harvard University property per se, that that's why when the calls came in, Cambridge police were referred. So because it was and yet if he had been on campus, then perhaps the responding officers would have been different. Maybe they would have been representatives from Harvard University. So I'm wondering, given that, ideally, what would you have liked to have seen? I mean, what kind of different response are you calling for?
I think there's a number of examples of either be medical emergency. Specifically, you've seen it in mental health or substance abuse issues, for example. Not speaking to this case specifically, but options where you have medical professionals who are trained to de-escalate and are not people coming with guns or who have been trained on a force continuum for how to operate, but know how to de-escalate a situation. That's an example. I think in this context, Harvard has one of the largest endowments of any university, has the resources.
The largest.
Yeah. So the ability to be able to put funding and resources around that, as well as to provide an understanding for Cambridge Police and the community that we live in to support efforts to develop those types of resources for not just Harvard students, but any community member.
Yeah. So, Emmanuel, I'd like to take a step back here, if I could, because I'm really grateful that you've come in. You're an African-American Harvard Law School student. I'm just wondering, have you ever had any interactions with law enforcement? Has there ever been a moment where, as a young black man,
right,
you've found yourself in an uncomfortable situation?
So I definitely personally felt this. I think even more so, I lost my cousin last year to police violence. And he didn't have someone. I'm from rural Mississippi. He didn't have someone. There weren't video. There's no real story out there for him. So definitely have the experience personally, but also in my family, what does it look like when the police are called instead of other alternatives?
Can you tell me what happened to your cousin?
As we understand it, there were reports that someone had shot a gun in the neighborhood, so like shooting guns into the air. The police arrived to respond. All we know from that context at that point was that, you know, he was shot by four police officers right in front of his home. It's been a year since then. And so for me personally, as a law student, this is the type of work I'm very interested in. How do we think of getting people out of the criminal legal system? And specifically when there's situations where maybe it's not the best for police to be involved, but the community, I think those are situations that I'm quite interested in.
Okay. So then has the Black Law Students Association had any conversations since Friday night with Harvard University itself? Because perhaps there's room there in terms of advocating to Harvard directly on how it might, if it deems it appropriate, to change its responses in these situations.
So our focus has largely been initially on healing. We held a space where mm-hmm. almost 150 plus folks came together to just process what happened Saturday. And we've been having conversations back and forth with the university administration. There are a number of undergraduate students who are doing that work as well. Mm-hmm. And then in the law school as well, trying to figure out what's the best way to speak to our faculty, our staff, and our leadership to think about how might they change the situation so something like this never happens to one of us or anyone from this community that we're very, you know, privileged to be able to go to school in.
Yeah. You know, I want to emphasize that Cambridge Police have announced that they're doing an internal review. So, you know, the whole community, everyone's waiting for the results of that review, and we'll see what happens then. But, you know, all of this is happening in this bigger national context, right? Your cousin is amongst them. The shooting of young black men by police or acts of violence, a law enforcement violence on young black men. And Starbucks is going to be closing 8,000 stores across the country for a day of training in the wake of some African-American customers being arrested for basically doing nothing in a Starbucks in Philadelphia. So, I mean, I'm not quite sure what I'm trying to get to here other than, you know, for you, every day, like, how do you feel in this moment? And then seeing something controversial and still a lot of questions to be asked happen right on Mass Ave across the street from where you go to school.
Well, I think as you kind of point out, as a black person, as a black man, I don't want to forget how much this happens to queer folks or women of color, black women. This is terrifying. But I also think it speaks to what I said before, that I don't think the criminal legal system should be used. Yeah, if we have a mass shooting, if we have an active shooter on campus, call the police. But in other contexts, I think there are other opportunities, other ways we can address it, either within our community or moving to mental health or public health responses. Because I personally am terrified if people call the police on an issue. And for example, in the Starbucks, at least I understand it, the policy was if people weren't paying, they needed to leave. The response was call the police. That should, to me, that should never be the outcome.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate that law enforcement officers are asked to be the first line of responders in cases that may not necessarily be criminal at all. I mean, that's a long-standing problem we have in this country. But one last question for you. I mean, on Monday, when Cambridge Police Commissioner Barnville Bard spoke, he did say that the agency, the department, has gone to great strides, those are his words, in ensuring that it's a socially just agency, that he takes that mission very seriously. And I'm just wondering if there are specific things that you would tell him if you had a chance to talk to him.
If I could, I think, specifically speaking from the Black Law Student Association, Ted dropped the charges against the student. This wasn't, as they've noted, there are many people, this shouldn't be something that comes in the criminal legal system. I think also to push, with the power that they have, to push for the police to be doing the work they're supposed to be doing, not the work that others would be able to, and in a place like Cambridge, where Harvard and all these major institutions are, to put funding and resources and research into finding alternatives that'll better work for our community.
Well, Emmanuel Powell is a member of the Harvard Black Law Students Association, and he's the Pulse Committee co-chair. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.